The Duseum has chosen its annual Artist-in-Residence recipient. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan says this year's artist has an additional challenge.
Sarah Sudoff will produce a large installation, but it has to address a learning disability some children have.
It was very specific to dyslexia, and I have never made work about dyslexia. I saw that as an opportunity and as a challenge.
Her charge was an artistic one, but as it turns out, a personal one, too.
And my son, who's 8, his name is August, he happens to be dyslexic.
This put her on a rapid learning curve to understand the science of it.
I am no expert. I know who the experts are. I have talked to several of them.
Also, her installation will be designed to address the challenges of dyslexic children reading.
To creatively and playfully examine the processes and mechanics of the brain and the regions of the brain that are used to read and how reading differs for all of us.
Her art will have to be creative, but scientific. In origin.
I'm working with data from Georgetown that has been collected through MRI scans of children with dyslexia doing a task and watching their brain light up in different regions.
And it will have to be fun, accessible, interactive, durable, and done in 10 weeks.
I want kids, dyslexic kids, non-dyslexic kids, to come in and be able to have a wonderful experience with this installation and really walk away with understanding how their brain works and how reading changes their brain.
The challenge is noted. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.